With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The man who runs Simon & Schuster's juvenile publishing division, Ron Buell, says producing books for kids is a different ballgame from adult publishing. That's because juvenile books are aimed at specific age brackets, and Buell says the publisher must not overreach the experience level of the target reader. As for the young adult market...
What we call juvenile young adult is pretty much an arbitrary designation. We really are talking... on a young adult level, about many things that adults would enjoy reading.
Buell says that if books for kids are well written, there are no topics they cannot cover.
Divorce, homosexuality, family breakup, drugs, alcohol abuse, all these things are fair game for young adult books.
Periodically, efforts spring up to censor or ban from library shelves certain juvenile books, such as those by Judy Blume. So Ron Buell knows the publishers are walking a thin line.
Sometimes you can't know when you're publishing a controversial book. It may seem to you perfectly innocent, and then when it gets out into the world, it becomes controversial.
Adolescence is an awkward time for both children and parents, which may account for occasional censorship efforts aimed at young adult books.
On a professional level, I am forced to remember my adolescence. That is part of my job. It's sometimes painful. I think that most parents would rather forget, and that's why we sometimes have difficulty with censorship, with the lack of identification with certain types of books that are talking to children in their adolescence.
But Ron Buell has this conclusion.
If we remembered, it might be painful, but we might be able to understand a bit more of what our kids are going through.
Ron Buell, head of Simon & Schuster's juvenile publishing division. Buell is particularly excited about a new line of Archway paperback mystery romances called the Moonstone series, aimed at teenagers. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ron Buell is a veteran in the field of children's books, the editorial director of juvenile material at Bantam before joining Simon & Schuster as head of its juvenile publishing division. Buell is responsible for the Archway paperback series called The Moonstone Mystery Romances for Young Adults.
The series is intended to be not literature, but a formula mystery romance, well written with characters that the reader can identify with.
The first in the series includes The Shadowed Path by Barbara Corcoran and The Deadly Design by Linda Cooney.
They're squeaky clean, of course. There's no real point in throwing in gratuitous sex and violence for books that are read essentially by 12-year-old kids.
The Moonstone books, just 160 pages, sell for 2 1/4 where paperbacks are sold, and with covers that resemble any other paperback.
The artwork is generally adult in look, although the characters on the books are youngsters. The numbers are beginning to approach mass market numbers, too. One can sell millions of copies.
Simon & Schuster publishes around 250 juvenile titles a year, and Ron Buell admits he doesn't read them all.
Once I know the idea is good, I've read a sample, or I know the author, I may want to read the book out of interest, but I certainly don't have time to read all 240 or 50 books.
Buell says the publishers can move fast if they spot a trend.
We're hearing wrestling. Everyone is talking about wrestling. It's become commercial. There are schools to teach wrestlers how to act on television.
Which is why Simon & Schuster commissioned a Who's Who's book in wrestling. Ron Buell, head of Simon & Schuster's juvenile division, who has two teenagers of his own. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.